Hallelujah. The word, your thought is inside of you. Until you speak it, what you think can never manifest. Your thought is inside of you. Remain caged there until you say it. When you say it, then it comes to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How does it happen? It's not, you are not in a laboratory where you are trying to question God. Because even concerning evil, hallelujah, even concerning evil, because whatever you give is what you sow that you reap. Alright? This is what the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Let's read it from verse 1 up to verse 6. Are you there now? Ecclesiastes chapter 11. We'll read it fast. It says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. It's talking about, you know, the need to do good. The more you do good to people, it becomes a security for you too. The next verse. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Because there are conditions that can discourage you from sowing, from giving, from helping. Because of attitude of people or whatever it is. Maybe that is the last one I have. I don't have hope again. Just conditions. That's what he said. If you observe that, you will not sow. Verse 5. He said, now, this is my emphasis. That's why I came to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. This particular verse. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. You don't know the way of the Spirit. When you say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't know what happened. When that curse is released against someone, it's a spiritual thing. You don't know what happens. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Imagine that science has an ability. Has an ability. You have phone. I have phone. No wire. No wire. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If you like, be in Australia, where it will take you 2 days flight to reach. In split a second. Hello? And you will answer me there. Hello? You and me is only the inventor and the scientist that know how it is done. You and I, hello? If you answer hello, you will say, hey, how is it possible? How is it possible that they are playing football in Europe in real time? We are watching it here, live. How is it possible? You and I, we don't know. Only the scientists who invented it know. He who gave you mouth, he knows. Only he knows when you speak what happens to those words. Only he who gave you mouth and voice and tongue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 6 again. Verse 6. I'm coming back to verse 6. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, verse 5, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. A pregnant woman, do you know how the womb, how the bones form? You don't know. Hallelujah. He said, even so, thou knowest not the works of God, who make it all, including your mouth, including your voice. Oh, the day you catch this revelation, praise the Lord, the prayer will be sweet for you. Because when you pray, you are saying something. If you keep quiet, you are saying nothing. Therefore, you are creating nothing. When you say something, you are creating something. When you don't say anything, you are creating nothing. Therefore, you will have nothing. Oh, glory be to God. You only have what you say. If you don't say, you will not have it. Hey, praise the Lord. I gave you the example of our brother Cosmas, and he's even here with us this night. I say, when he made all effort to get a particular piece of land, how he opened window one day and looked at that land and spoke to it, I claim you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My company shall expand here. He said something, and please, I am not an academician. I am not an intellectual. I am a man of faith. Anything I teach you, I have no right to teach you until I have confirmed it. I will not tell you what I don't practice. There's something I was sharing with my wife. I said, do you notice I don't talk about this at all in the church? I said, because I don't practice it. I say, and I feel very guilty that I don't practice it, so I cannot teach the people, I cannot tell the people, because I will be a hypocrite. How can I teach you what I don't practice? It is what you have, you give. I am not a corporate artist. If I say Jesus is alive, it's because I have seen him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I say Jesus, he heals the sick, it's because he has healed me. Not that he has healed another person, no. Another person's testimony with that. Me, what is my own testimony? He has healed me, that's why I can say, he will heal you. When I say, hallelujah, I spoke last week, I said, when God wants to beautify you, he wants to make you his project. What is the first thing he will do? He will scatter you to pieces first. Then begin to rearrange you. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why was I saying it? Because that is my testimony. That's my testimony. Praise the Lord. So I am telling you now that I have discovered this years ago and I live by it. Hallelujah. My wife is here and she will remember that a moment of frustration in my lowest point in life, I will tell her, I say, you see me so, I will make it. Hallelujah. You see me so, I will make it. Some time ago, I told you people, before you go out, stand by the mirror. Look at yourself and speak to yourself. Oh, say it and go. How it will happen? You don't know. Do you know? The Bible says that he, God, has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. All. Hallelujah. In heavenly places. All the blessings that you have is already waiting for you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. All the blessings that you need, packaged by the Lord Jesus Christ, is waiting for you to just tap and collect. If you don't speak it, it will not manifest. If you don't claim it, it will not manifest. Praise the Lord. And so when my brother shared something with me on Thursday, it was a perfect setting. of a Christian. There is a young man that was interested in a sister, in having a relationship with a sister. The sister too was interested in him. But the sister cannot go to him. The sister was just waiting for him to come, and she will say, "Here am I, have me. Here am I, have me." She was ready before you said, "Well, say, I've been waiting for you. Here am I." But the man will not come. He will not go to talk to the sister. But he was there. Anybody will come near that sister, he will go and fight you. "Why are you going near that sister? She belongs to me." Amen. You need her, but you didn't go to approach her to claim her. Say it. But every day you look her. Every day you look her. You go around her. Anybody want for you go drive and come out. Then you look her. Meanwhile, she too, she's waiting for you to open your mouth and say it. Just open your mouth and say it, the blessing will manifest. Just open your mouth and say it. That's all. And the blessing will manifest. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't sit down there and be crying. Nobody receives anything by crying from God. It's the power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. I was sharing with some people. A sister in Cameroon. Amen. And she's not the only one. And many more such testimonies I have seen before. A few days ago, and I'm not sure my wife is even aware of it, because she was with me in the bedroom when I remembered and I called his sister. And she suddenly, in fact, it was a message she sent to me. She couldn't talk. When I tried to call her back, she couldn't talk. She said there was a growth in her throat. So they had to take her to the emergency. The doctors came, they made the test, and she said that the doctor, the specialist, said there is a growth inside her throat that they can't understand and scared her that what they see there is dangerous. So they're already telling her it's a cancer now in the throat. You know, it's one of the cancers that disturb people up and down. And she said, she called me. She's not able to sleep because of the pains. And then I told her to lay her hand there. And I spoke. Somebody shout, "Speak." Say it. Tap your neighbor and say, "Speak." That's what we are going to do here this night. Amen. And how it will happen, we don't know. Do your own. Amen. How that picking will form, you don't know. Just meet with your husband. And let the husband work out. Very soon, how it will happen, you don't know. Your belly will begin to change. How did it happen, you don't know. But it will happen. Tell your neighbor it will happen today. No, tell your neighbor that it will happen. It will happen. Say it and it will happen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I spoke and I said, this night, listen, this night you will sleep. And the angels of God will walk on you. And you will not wake up with it. I said, "Sister, did you hear me?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Listen very well. Listen very well." Because she could not talk. I said, "Listen. This night, you will sleep like a baby. And in your sleep, angels of God will walk with you, on you. And when you wake up in the morning, that growth will not be there. I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus." I didn't speak to her until I entered the church. I saw her message. While in my office, she was saying, in fact, she said she even wanted to write that I should give it this night as a testimony. She said, the doctor came the next day. She said she slept. And she woke up. The doctor came and checked it. Contrary to all the scan that they did, the doctor said, that the lump had disappeared. According to what I spoke. Hey, Pastor Moses, you're anointed though. He's not anointed. Hey, that is healing gift. He's not healing gift. What? If it happened to me, it can happen to you. You don't get out. You don't even speak English. You don't even speak English. That thing hears every language. Every demon hears every language. Say it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In my little way of understanding faith, years back, that was 1990, inside the prison yard, I was walking. A young man could not stand up. He was walking on his buttocks. I stopped. What's wrong with you? Not be vision. Not be vibration. He said he is having suffering from hernia. There was a growth. And he cannot walk. He cannot stand. Which church do you go? He said he goes to Catholic. I said, for your Catholic, this one didn't go. If I pray for you now, this one goes. Will you come to my own? Contract. Amen. He looked at me. Anyway, I will never forget it. I looked at that thing. This was what was in my mind. Since it is growing, it means it has life. If it has life, then it can hear. I was just 1 year old, a believer. Since this thing is growing, it has life. If it has life, then it can hear. Now, hear me now. That is high energy words. Oh, glory be to God. And I say, I give you 7 days to disappear from today. 7 days. I was not looking at the man, I was looking at that growth. Because I was not talking to the man, I was talking to the growth. And I walked away. Which vision did you see? I didn't see any vision. This is what I saw. It is growing. That means there is life. If there is life, it can hear. Hear ye the word. Oh, glory be to God. Of a son of God. I was not a pastor. I was just a new believer, 1 year old, a Christian. I was excited that this Jesus is real. I forgot about him until 7 days later, a young man stopped me. Sir, I am the one you pray for. He said, 4 days after, the thing disappeared. What are you saying? You know the problem I have with this type of testimony I give? Somebody is going to call me, Pastor, speak to my life. Pastor, I have one growth for my bum bum. Speak to it, speak to it. Why should I speak to you? You don't get him out. You don't get him out. I am teaching you that you have a power within you that you are refusing to use it. Therefore, you will not live a full, joyful life. Practice what we tell you. If you say to this mountain, it can be any situation. I know some people are listening to me now. I have too many testimonies to confirm that. Even over there in Ireland, I know you are listening to me, Sister Nolunga, a widow with 3 children. Small children. She lost her husband. She said, as they lie down every time, she'll be speaking to them as they were lying down sleeping. And then she said, Every day she will speak. She started from when she was in secondary school. She's hearing me now from Republic of Ireland. She's a South African. She said that she used to tell her classmates to be saying, this is the type of man that we marry. He will be like this. He will be like this. He will be like this. And when she finished school, that was exactly the man she met. Say it. How it will come to pass? You don't know it. Then she married, looking for fruit of the womb. She was working in a supermarket. Some twins will come there to come and buy some things. She will look at it and say, I am going to have twins that will be like this. She kept saying it. Every time they come, she will give them some gifts and say it. So one time she took in and gave birth to twins. Oh. Hallelujah. She used to tell them, you see me, I am not going to stay in South Africa. I am going to move to, I will live in Europe. I will live in Europe. Me and my family, I will live in Europe. She kept saying it without any idea of how it will happen. And one day, one commonwealth, something came, blah, 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 blah. She found her name there. That is how she found herself in Europe, together with those children. Those children, because she used to tell them, you will serve God. You will be known all over the world. You will be known all over the world. God will. She said she kept saying it. Well, you know, some of you know her story. When they jammed us on the net, it was those same children that stopped wearing trousers first in Europe and started facing the mother. Mommy, you are still wearing this? And by 21, 22 years old or so, they are rounding up their doctorate degrees. Okay? In Europe, there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? All that she spoke came to pass. All that she spoke came to pass. You are what you say. Too many negative things you speak around you attract negativity also around you. When you make people happy, happiness returns to you. Amen. When the business of frustrating people, the truth is this, you will be living a frustrated life. And that frustrated life you are living, it increases. So you begin to vent your frustration on everybody you see around, instead of retreating and looking at your life again. The only way is to change it. Change it to positivity. Changing words have power. Words carry energy, low or high, according to that research. But we as believers, is what you give, you receive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we are going to start this night. I say start because it is not just in the church. It is more effective when you are alone by yourself. And I said something on Thursday. Let it be so much part of you. That's what Apostle Paul said. Pray without ceasing. A lot of us believe that prayer is to wake up and in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Anybody will say, I'm not going to live. Die by fire. Die. Do you know something? All people who have that type of prayer, everything around them is death. Dream, death. Everything is negative. You see nothing good anywhere. Anybody you look at, what you see in that person is something negative. Because everything around you contacts only negative things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there's something William Branham said. He said, if somebody you know, out of 20 things he has done, he did only one good thing. The remaining 19, the horrible thing. He said, don't talk about those bad ones. Anytime you remember him, remember that one good thing. and talk about that one good thing. And you know what? If by so doing, you are removing hatred for that person, therefore you are creating a positive energy around you. When you carry bitterness in your heart, you are carrying problem. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How he will move, how he will do it, you don't know. Just say it. This day. You know, the psalmist said, this is the day the Lord has made. He said what? What did he say? I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's in the Bible now. The day has not started. He's claiming it. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The way that the day we end for that person is different from the day we end for. As you wake up, anybody will say, I don't go. Holy God, fire. Fire in the west, fire in the east, fire. Now pray when you wake up, Bilato. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And when he wants to set things in order for you. Oh, it's very interesting to see God set things in order. I called Brother Joseph Nelson. Some of you know him. Is he here today? Joseph Nelson is not here. Praise God. I gave that example on Thursday here. And then I said, he brought somebody who has been looking for a way to meet a governor that he used to know. But the governor, he cannot reach him again. If only he can reach him, his life will change. He knows it. No way. The only friend he has was a commissioner, or is still a commissioner in that state. He will promise him, he will take him to the governor. He will promise him. But he was just doing like that, and the man is here in Lagos in frustration. Well, he knows if he can just get to that governor. So Brother Leslie brought him to my office. That Thursday breakthrough program or so. He came to my office and said, this is what he wants. I said, so you want God to make a way for you to be the governor? He said, kneel down. I spoke to him. I spoke over him. As you leave this place, we serve a God that makes way where there is no way. God shall make a way for you. God shall connect you to that governor. Whatever disconnection from that governor, I remove it. I reconnect you now to the governor. He opened his eyes to look at me. I said, say amen. He said, amen. I say, I connect you now to the governor. Say amen. I say, I connect you back to the governor. I kept saying it. In Jesus' name, amen. They left. The testimony that I was told recently is that while Brother Joseph was still in the car going to drop him wherever, a call came in. Now somebody was sick, somebody he knew was sick. And just out of courtesy, he decided to call the person or something like that. And then he had to rush to go and see the person that was sick. Somebody he knew. But that person was the brother of the wife of the governor. And so he stood there, because he also knew him before. And he stood there and was by him. There was nobody to stay with him. They were looking for who would stay. Anytime the governor would now call to find out how the man was doing, I think some serious sickness or so, he said, when he called, he was the one answering the call. Hello, sir. Yes, it's okay. I'm here with him. You are there with him. Who is that? He tell him. This is okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Every time he calls, you are there. How is it? Thank you very much. The next thing is, he has to be flown abroad. And who will take care of him? The governor said, no. Make them give that one to visa and ticket. make you follow and go stay for hospital abroad. Amen. That is how the government says, every time while you are abroad, the government will be thanking you. Ah, you are an angel. You are an angel. Nobody will have had time to come and watch over my in-law. You are an angel. They flew back. God did it. The man is healed. Now, he is every day in the house of the governor, in and out, up to his bedroom. He has become part of the family. How he will do it, you don't know. Praise the Lord. And don't come and tell me you need a connection, pastor. Speak over me. Wallahi, I will not answer you. Because I'm not pointing you to me. I'm pointing you to yourself. I'm pointing you that you have the ability. Praise the Lord. Pastor, you know you carry special grace. It's not special grace, it's faith. There's no special grace anywhere. It's faith. Don't let anybody cheat you with that language that there is one special grace. If you have faith as little as mustard seed, little, he made it possible for everybody to flow in faith. You don't have to do it by fasting. It's by understanding. Because you need understanding to stay. No matter what is appearing before you, how negative it is, to refuse to look at the negativity and speak. I shall make it. I shall not die. I shall not die. You are watching me now from Port Harcourt. You came here last Tuesday. Everybody is suffering from a curse in your family. My brother from Port Harcourt, let me not call your name. You are watching me. You said there is a curse following the family. You are not to stay with a woman. You are not to marry. If you marry the woman, you die. Or you separate. So those who try, all the male in the family are all dead. He's the last one. And he said, the day his own was to take up because he went to marry. He's now to die. They said chest and heart disease. But he said he knew what was wrong with him. But he refused, I will not die. I am a Christian now. I cannot die. I cannot die. He said, the day he knew he was going to die and give up, he said he went by his window and held the window. He managed to stand there because life was going. The whole strength that he had, he said, he screamed, Jesus, I cannot die when you are there. Jesus, don't let me die. I cannot die. He said until he was overhearing pastors by saying, hey Jesus, answer him now when they called on you. So he was hearing them. Amen. He said, when he finished saying it, he said he was now ready to die. He came by his bedside and knelt down, ready to collapse and go. He said, suddenly, a strength came over him. Suddenly. Somebody, this night, suddenly your situation will change. Can we stand up? The power of the spoken word, he refused to give up. If somebody will call me, Pastor, I am dying. Then I am busy saying, you are not dying. You will not die. Hey, Pastor, I'm dying. I'm dying. I say, you are not dying. You don't know why I'm saying it. My own is higher than your own. You will not die. It's higher than you will die. I hope you understand that. If somebody has ever cursed you, in this marriage, you will not have children. The power is in your hands. Sorry, in your mouth. What you will say is, amen. All this fall down and die prayer. You know, I told you I don't believe in it. I want my enemy to be alive and see me become what you don't want me to be. It's more painful now. Hallelujah.
Go to your shop. That market that refused to sell,
you now know what to do.
Speak to it.
Amen.
When you open your shop, what do you say before you open the shop?
Amen.
When you enter motor to travel, what type of prayer do you pray? After praying, what else do you say
as you sit down there?
Hey, Pastor Moses,
hey, injection, when you take for soldier, now that's why you didn't stand for long, hours, even your age, you didn't stand for hours. It's not injection, there's no injection anyway. Why did they run away from Boko Haram? Injection don't finish. Nothing like that. You never see such a man for parade ground, where stand like this, he will fall down, back up. You will carry a commode. What will happen? Stress. You don't tire.
It is not. You want to know the secret?
For years,
every day, I speak to my legs. Every day,
you will not match poison. Anywhere you step your feet on, that place you possess it.
This feet will never stop to stand to preach the gospel.
Arthritis will not stop you. Rheumatism will not stop you. Accident will not stop you.
I speak to the legs every day.
Every day. Praise God. So it's not injection, it's words of my mouth. It's higher than injection.
How it will happen, I don't know. It may be God who just lead me to go to one vegetable where I'm going to eat.
You may not know. It may be God who just lead you to one supplement to take, to answer, to make sure what you say come to pass.
Or stop you from eating a certain food. So that what you say will come to pass. I told you on Thursday that the average end-time message churches are small churches. When we were still four, five, few of us, the church started. I said, you see this church? I don't believe in little flock. Since I've become the pastor of this church now, this church will be the biggest end-time message church in Nigeria. I say, there will be a minimum of 20,000 members. This church will be minimum of 20,000 members.
Okay.
When I spoke it, they were using my office, 3-bedroom apartment. To show you that God has answered the prayer, see the land He moved us to. In preparation for that. Are you catching something? Hallelujah. Are you catching something? Praise the Lord. The next thing is, he gave us a television station. Our members now are far beyond 500,000. All over the world, people are connected to it. Because we have a way of knowing how many people connect at any given time. All over the world, connected. How did it come about? I spoke it. And anytime you say it, there are forces to discourage you. Eh? I told you on Thursday, our brother Cosmos here, he said when he was 13 years old, Abby, school, you don't go. How to write AP, you don't know. You then serve your uncle. You then try to go, then you pass by USC headquarters. USC headquarters. And then you say, one day, the headquarters of my business will be bigger than this one. And the man look at him, talk, shut up. Logo, work out within your level, see where the thing go. You understand? To discourage him. But he didn't give up. Today, the headquarters is bigger than that one. It's bigger than it. Hallelujah. Young girl, don't accept anyhow husband. You can have the husband you want. Oh, glory be to God. My wife told me that when she was young, she's here now, she's hearing me. But if what I'm saying is the truth, just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. She said, when she was growing up, when she grew up, she didn't like the environment there. She said, she used to say, the man I will marry, I'm moving to a duplex. He will have a duplex. He will live in a duplex. When I marry, I'm going to marry and live in a duplex. She kept saying it. And one day, one malam came to her. Praise God. And when I married her, I was living in a four-bedroom duplex. According to what she spoke. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can marry the man you want to marry if you speak it. Praise God. You that desire to go out of this country, pick your passport and be speaking to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. And the fact that you put it in, they rejected you. Praise God, it's not yet time. Praise God, it is not yet time. Keep it, continue talking. Maybe you never receive enough words from me. Keep saying it and don't stop. Keep trying. Keep moving. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know if how many people catch what I'm trying to say. I don't know how many people. He is God. He's not a man. When he tries to do something, do it high, he will bring it to pass. You don't know. Praise the Lord. The most stupid thing for anybody to do is to have something precious and you don't dedicate it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring it. Speak to your car. Speak to your car every day. Speak to your children every day. Speak to your husband every day. When I say speak to him, you know what I mean. He doesn't have to be there listening to you because some of them are too stubborn. Carry his picture. Go to your wedding picture. Point to him and be speaking. Those who you speak to him will come to pass. When you suspect him to be living anyhow life, maybe another woman, his eye, cross eye, you can bring back his eyes to you by the words that you speak. Remember, that curse that you call family curse was spoken. You can reverse it for the whole family. Hallelujah. When a brother gave his testimony, he said, Amati, no, what's his name? The old members will know that story. During one of the family deliverance program, I spoke, I said, Lord, I said, everybody keep quiet. Somebody here, the Lord is going to mention the name of the person troubling you and troubling your family. Eh? And he said he had the name Amadi. And he knows Amadi is his uncle. And the only problem he has, he knows the source of his problem was his father started a building, he reached a certain stage, everything finished. So the building was around for 20-something years. Now he's not making it. He went and asked his father, being the first son, can I complete that building? The father said, if you can, go and complete it. As soon as he started, his own went down. They finished him. And here you see, that is the prayer point he came. Praying that day, and he had Amadi. He said, whether an Amadi or anybody that says, our family, we shall not live in a house with a roof upon us. Let that person also not live under a roof. So that was the prayer he prayed that day. The service closed, he was on his way. He went in the morning. He received a call from the village. He said, Uncle Amadi has been calling your name, oh, calling your name, oh, in the village.
Suddenly that night, as
the man made the pronouncement here, a strange priest went and uprooted the roof of Amadi's house. He didn't throw it down, or went to the next village and threw it there. And they came shouting, the man came shouting for our brother to come. He's calling his name. Our brother, remember the prayer he prayed. He said, no. They said, wait, they want to continue. And eventually paralyzed and died. Praise God. The power of the spoken word. A young man was sitting somewhere around here. He said, on Sunday he came to pay his tithe. And then he was paying that. I pay my tithe regularly. For over 10 years, his father had an infirmity in the leg that refused to be healed. All the income he makes in Lagos, he sends it to him for treatment and drugs. He said, that day he said, now I'm paying my tithe. But the Bible says you rebuke the devourer if I pay my tithe. 10 years now. He said, he sat down there and he said, confirm your word. Whatever is the source of this problem that refuse to heal, let thunder go to the source and strike it. He spoke it in anger out of frustration. Service closed. As he reached home, he received a call. Come and see one strange thing that happened today. Papa was sitting under a mango tree. No be rainy season. Nothing. He said there was a thunder that struck where he was sitting and struck that by the leg there. A lightning struck by the leg there, shook everybody around. The father fell down. They thought he was dead. He lifted up. That was what happened. He said, okay, wait. There's a prayer I pray. I am on my way coming home. By the time he got home, that thing dried up. Power of prayer. Tell your neighbor, pray without ceasing. Tell him. Say. Okay, tell four people around you. Four. Four people. Pray without ceasing. Without ceasing. I have too many testimonies. I have confirmed the power of the spoken words. You are God from beginning to end.
There's no place for argument. You are God. You are God.
He's God. He's not a man.
From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God.
You are God. Are you ready to use the power you have now? The power that says, let there be light. He, God, created us in his image and in his likeness. Jesus caused our victory. How did he cause the victory? No man eaten fruit from thee henceforth. That was how that young girl cursed that brother. No woman will come near you again. And the next day, it dried from the roots. And Peter said, Master, see the tree you spoke to yesterday has dried. And he said something. He said, what did he say? Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. This was the answer when Peter asked him. Let's go to verse 20. Let's read from verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Verse 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, Behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Verse 22 is my emphasis. And Jesus answered and said unto them, what did he say? Say it again. Say it again. Now, the way it is translated, you won't get exactly what Jesus Christ was saying there. He said, have faith in God. What has it got to do with causing a victory? So, what it actually saying is, have God kind of faith. What is God's kind of faith? Let there be, and there was. That's why in verse 23, I say unto you, if you stand on this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Did he mention God here? He didn't mention God. So if they have faith in God, he didn't mention God. What they actually saying is, have God kind of faith. What is God kind of faith? Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be. Hallelujah. How it will happen, it's not your business. It can happen now, 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 now. It may take 2 years, but it will happen. Somebody, it may happen now, now, here, now, 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 now. Hallelujah. I am not raising a church of members that have problem and they call me, call me, call me. I'm not comfortable with that. I have not achieved anything. If that is what I have raised you, there is something that is in you, and I am trying to raise you up to be giants. Giants. Hallelujah. Do you know anytime you go to a pastor, a minister, all of you who depend on people praying for you, what are they actually doing? They are speaking over you. They are speaking over you. And you are thinking that they have one special anointing because they have carry one title. It's this mouth that God gave us has the power to bring life and to bring death. Hallelujah. And do you know what? If there is even a higher energy than the high energy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is higher than high energy. Amen. William Branham said that if he prays for 1,000 people today and nobody receives healing, he said tomorrow he will continue. If you ask him, he said, why are you praying now? The people are not receiving healing. Why are you praying? He said, because healing is in the Bible. Healing is in the Bible. Deliverance is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Breakthrough is in the Bible. Miracle is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Therefore, anything you are doing and it's in the Bible, if anybody is helping you, say, I am doing it because it's in the Bible.